This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 22, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. A U.S. Air Force B-52 bomber slated to perform a flyover during Guam's Liberation Day parade crashed off the territory's coast on Monday, and at least four crew members are still missing. The Associated Press reports the Stratofortress went down at 9:45 a.m. local time Monday morning, and rescuers were immediately dispatched to the scene. At least two occupants have been recovered. Their conditions, though, are not yet known. As was the case after a B-2 Spirit bomber crashed in Guam in February, all B-52 operations have been halted indefinitely while investigators work to determine the cause. The Midwest Air Group has announced specifics of upcoming service cutbacks resulting from the carrier's decision to ground its thirsty MD-80 series airliners to fight dramatic increases in fuel costs. Bloomberg cites a Sunday statement by the airline in reporting that on September 8th, Midwest will stop flying to Fort Lauderdale and Fort Myers in Florida, and San Diego, California. Baltimore, Hartford, St. Louis, San Antonio, and Louisville will no longer enjoy Midwest Connect regional jet service, and Midwest's Milwaukee to Orlando flights will run only October through April. Overall, the list of cities served by Northwest will shrink from 47 to 32. As predicted, routes favored mostly by personal and vacation travelers are overrepresented among the cuts. That segment of the market is especially sensitive to fare increases. If bigger is better, what hope is there for the smallest of the major U.S. carriers, U.S. Airways? After all, U.S. Airways CEO Doug Parker has been rebuffed twice recently in merger attempts, first with Delta, then with United. Parker recently was interviewed by the editorial board of the Philadelphia Inquirer. Parker defiantly told the paper, quote, "If there are other airlines whose strategies are based on U.S. Airways going away, they'd better find a different strategy. We have thankfully done a good job of generating cash and saving it," unquote. Parker also told the editors what the world will be like if oil prices continue their rampage. He says airlines will start collecting $650 to $700 per passenger for a ticket. Planes will fly primarily to big cities and not a lot of small communities, once again becoming a luxury. Parker predicts, quote, "and there will still be six of us, but six smaller airlines," unquote. The Douglas DC-3 entered service in 1935, and the plane played critical roles in some of the biggest events of the 20th century. But what Hitler and Hirohito could not do, European Union bureaucrats finally have. We're sad to report the three remaining DC-3s offering commercial passenger flights in the UK have now been grounded by overreaching safety regulations. Reuters reports that today brings on new EU rules that require any planes used for commercial passenger service to retrofit weather radar, oxygen masks, and escape slides. The DC-3s are also known as Dakotas in the UK. The last three of them flying passengers in the UK have been operated by Air Atlantique Classic Flight Limited. The company flew about 9,000 passengers on the DC-3s as part of a Goodbye Dakotas tour between April 19th and the last day of operations yesterday. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Qatar Armed Forces will buy at least one C-17 Globemaster III from Boeing. NTSB will participate in a Korean investigation of a helicopter crash. And will NASA soon be using a Japanese cargo spacecraft? Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Richard Kane of Coastal Technologies Group, and we'll talk about a new website that works like Expedia or Travelocity, only you're booking general aviation flights. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.